August 1st, 2021, the Feast of God the Father and His Divine Will, 3 p.m. service. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I speak to you from heaven, where there is all peace, love, and joy." Whenever peace tries to make inroads in the world today, it is challenged by evil. The greater the force of love, the greater the challenge by evil. This is the ongoing struggle between Satan's minions and righteousness. These days, evil is forcing its way into governments, entertainment, and all forms of media. Dress codes are very often a signature of Satan's influence. Do not be surprised, then, when your good efforts are countered by attacks of evil. Living in holy love does not make man more vulnerable to evil attacks. Rather, holy love makes the soul stronger against Satan's wiles. The future of the world depends on mankind's relationship with me. I am the eternal now. It is I who inspired the journey through the United Hearts. The response has not been enough to change the heart of the world. Nation shall rise against nation until my Son returns. Only then will all hearts be convicted and converted in holy love. It is holy love that will be victorious over all heresy and apostasy. At that time, Satan will not be able to insinuate his way into hearts. Apostasy and heresy will be exposed for what they are. When the truth is difficult to discover, you must pray for perseverance in discernment, remembering that Satan hides the truth behind lies. It is Satan's trickery and lies that will seat the Antichrist on his throne. In the end, the Holy Mother's Immaculate Heart will triumph in truth. The more the soul obeys my commandments, the deeper his commitment to living in my divine will. Obedience to my commandments is my divine will. It is the fulfillment of holy love. Knowing my commandments is not enough. You must live them. This is your passkey to heaven. The more the soul lives my commandments, the holier he becomes. In today's world, disobedience has taken on a life of its own. I must point out, abortion is a sin against my commandments. This sin alone is supported by law, claims millions of dollars in profit. Money has become a god of its own, leaving a stench in my nostrils. My mission today is to spark a deeper respect of my commandments based upon a profound love for me. Pray for this. If you believe or disbelieve in my speaking to you in this present moment, it is according to your free will. You must, however, obey my commandments in order to reach heaven. The triple blessing was given during the fifth glorious mystery of the Rosary.